Didn't you know that you're on welfare? You're on welfare. We didn't know it. Didn't you know you're on welfare? And that's our subject for today. That's the title of our message. The Lord gave me a powerful revelation about the fact that we are on welfare. And welfare is something that I remember when I was a child, that if you were on welfare, it was a bit embarrassing to need aid from the government. And it was embarrassing, and you know, from other kids. You know, you don't know anything when you're young. You don't know. But I remember, you know, that there'd be the blunt of so many jokes about being on welfare, and that's why your mom is on food stamps, and all this stuff would be said, and all this stuff. But we didn't know coming into Christ that we would be placed on welfare. And everybody on this line, and everybody that names the name of Jesus, has been placed on welfare. And boy, I don't think you want to miss understanding that you are on his welfare plan. So in the next few messages, the Lord wants to give us a deeper confirmation and understanding about him prospering us through his peace. And the subject matter is his welfare is connected to his peace. That's our subject matter. The word peace in the Hebrew, we all know, means shalom. And it means holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. And then it means welfare. And then, of course, it means prosperity, tranquility, and all of the rest that we know, human relationships with God, especially in covenant of relationship with God. But the definition of welfare came into my spirit. And it's a part of elevated peace, believe it or not. There is a sense of peace knowing that if you are receiving welfare from the government, the one thing that for sure is that they always take care of their own every month. There's a sense of peace in knowing if you're on housing that your place is paid for and taken care of, and you have assistance when it's needed. And there's nothing to frown upon it when it's needed. There's nothing to frown upon it at all. But God did the same thing. In fact, it's a system that came from God. In all actuality, the revelation blew my mind. As a part of his peace, he places us on welfare. Now, the Webster's dictionary means the word welfare means this: the state of doing well, especially in respect to good fortune. It means happiness. It means well-being or prosperity. It also means aid in the form of money. And this is what we're going to be looking at, the real definition or the real gist of what God is saying is the aid in the form of money or necessities for those in need. It also means an agency or administration or program through which such aid is distributed. Remember that, an agency or administration or program through which such aid is distributed. And as I noted to you early, when we became joined unto the Father through the propitiation of Christ, we essentially were placed on welfare. I know it sounds funny, sounds kind of crazy, but it's a part of being in his peace. His aid in the form of money and necessity becomes ours. We've been talking about prosperity and favor flowing through his peace. Well, the subject continues in the form of welfare. And we'll start right at Psalm 69. Can you see my notes, everyone?
Amen.
Okay, amen. So keep your ear to this. It's kind of a funny title. It's kind of unorthodox, but it's so real. And it gets really real by way of the scriptures we're going to look at. A truth that I don't think we kind of know it in a sense, but we don't really know it, or we haven't really imbibed it to the depth of where it really is. I remember Paul said something, and I was looking for the scripture, but I couldn't find it. But Paul said that when he works with his hands and labors and earns wages, that the wages he earns is for the poor. Mm-hmm. And he's actually saying that to all of us, that we should be so connected to God's system of living that the jobs we hold, all of the money should go into the kingdom of God, and all of it should be for the poor. Because we're living, and I understand now a little bit better why Paul would say that, because in essence, we are living in God's or by God's welfare system. It is God that's taking care of us. And I know that's a far stretch, and I know that's hard to imagine that all of your wages that you earn would go into the kingdom of God and go to the needy. But there is a dimension in God. There's a dimension in elevated peace where God will establish his welfare system in your life. And trust me, it's way beyond what you could ever earn for yourself. The Lord is our welfare. So we pick up in Psalm 69, and we look at verses 21 through 22.
Amen.
All right. It says, they gave me also gall for my meat. This is talking about Christ on the cross. It's talking about Jesus on the cross. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Verse 22 reveals his welfare system. It says, let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. So you saying, I was sent for them to connect into my welfare. It should have been, I should have been welfare unto them, but because they crucified me, they didn't recognize me, that which should have been unto their welfare has now, it's become a trap to them. All right, but the Lord himself was meant to be their welfare. All right, but he says, let their table become a snare before them. Watch this now. The word table means a table as spread out, and then it means a meal. All right, it means a meal. The word welfare itself is the same word as peace. It means shalom. Yes. All right, so now it's shalom. It's the same exact word as peace. It means great. It means safe favor. It means great. It means good health. It means perfect. It means prosperity or prosperous, holy, completeness, peace in covenant relationship with God. All right. So now what Jesus is saying here, what the word is saying here is that their table that was supposed to be spread for them was supposed to be their welfare. But because they denied him, it now would become a trap, all right? So now it's a trap unto them, but it gave us access into the welfare system of God, all right? We'll see that in just a moment. So now, when we are eating the meals, and I love how the word table means meals, and we've been talking about fragments and meals. As we're eating the meals, everyone, what is also laid out there for us is God's welfare system is now activated through the meals we eat. See, their table, all right, that was set, it was spread out. Jesus was here showing who he was, but unfortunately for them, they couldn't see him. They couldn't know him. So their meal now, they're not eating the meal, they're not eating Christ as we are. So as we eat the meal, it also reveals welfare, God's welfare system on your life.
Amen.
All right? Now it reveals God's what? It reveals God's perfect living, prosperity. It reveals good health. We've been talking about also receiving healing as we recognize the peace of God. And I just remember this. I know that in the administration of welfare, there's also a health aid that comes with it. So people can stay healthy. They can stay, getting checkups and getting all this, the things that they need, even for their health. So God's welfare system produces favor. It produces good health. It produces prosperity. It produces completeness.
Amen.
All right. There is a system in the kingdom that is already set for us, and it is a welfare system. Really powerful here. And the Lord is just really framing out our understanding to realize, my goodness, while I'm in peace, my goodness, I'm really in prosperity. I'm really in the place of favor, and I can attach to that good health. I'm fully covered in the kingdom of God. I'm fully covered. So as I eat the meal of Christ, the word of the Lord, I'm fully covered under God's welfare system. Praise God. And he really wants us to get an understanding about this. So when we're eating the meals that are made from fragments, we too are receiving the Lord's welfare. They killed the Lord of welfare. So now their distressed ignorance has become a trap unto them. It has become a snare unto them. But truth told, the Lord is still saying we are living far beneath our rights and privileges too. We're not really tapped in the way they were. And you'll see towards the end of this message, you'll understand what I'm saying. We haven't been receiving his welfare the way that he intends us to. God really wants to take care of us. I mean, in every which way, shape, and form. He's like, I have this incredible welfare package waiting for you. As you recognize and stay joined to my peace, I have this welfare package that I'll take care of your health. I'll take care of your wealth. I'll take care of everything about your life. And it's my good pleasure to give it unto you.
Amen.
Watch this now. They were kicked off of his welfare system. In Psalm 69, we pick up here. It says in Psalm 69, verses 23 through 28, watch how they're kicked out of the welfare system. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. So they're being kicked off because now they're no longer seeing the Lord. Mm-hmm. They're no longer seeing. And we know seeing and hearing are the same.
Yes.
So they were kicked out because they became darkened to who God was. It says, let their habitation be desolate and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. So they were kicked off of welfare, completely kicked off of it. They were kicked off of welfare. They were taken off of welfare. And you don't want to lose these benefits, but they lost these benefits. But then as they lost the benefits of God's welfare, we gain the benefits of God's welfare.
Amen.
This is all a part of our peace package. And I'm not going to be very long before you today, but God wants to start something in your spirit. He wants you to awaken to the fact that he is right here in the midst of the peace that you have with all welfare. You have all the insurance you're ever going to need.
Okay.
It's already there for you. You have a system that will be not there month by month, but you'll have a system of God's welfare ready to work for you and reveal itself to you and lend itself to you day by day, praise God.
Yes, God.
Hour by hour, praise God. Everything you need will be met at the time you need it if you really tap into the truth that you are under God's welfare system. This is yet another plug you can use to let God know, I know what your word has revealed. You have placed me on your welfare. I am under your administration. I understand this, and every need I have is already met because of it. This takes your faith yet
Hallelujah.
To another level. That God is taking care of you, no matter what your situation might be trying to say. Outside of that, you have a welfare system in the kingdom of God that will not fail. We've been added to it.
Amen.
The writer goes on to say in Psalm 69, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. And your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. And we become prisoners, TGM, to this rhema word. We don't know where else can we go. It is you, O Lord, that has the words of eternal life. We have nowhere else to turn. We have become prisoners. And those that are prisoners are under the welfare system of our God. It says, let the heavens and earth praise him.
Amen.
The seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah that they may dwell there. There it is. And have it in possession. Here you go, grafted in. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it. They that love his name shall dwell therein. You have now been grafted in. You have been grafted into the welfare system that Israel once knew. They once lived it. They had it in every which way, shape, and form. That God was there for them in everything they did. Listen, that nation was bloody, beaten, and naked and wretched in the streets. God saw that it needed help, and God raised them up from nothing and made them the wealthiest nation on the planet to this day. God's welfare system is ready to move in the church of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It's ready to move on our behalf, but we've got to be positioned in his peace, and we've got to have a consciousness that while I'm here in his peace, I'm also under his welfare. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our lives in Rhema, this is what the Lord said to me, our lives in the Rhema word, it has become the song that is sung that pleases the Lord. See, this verse said up here, this also shall please the Lord here, talking about, I will praise him in verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. And this here, the Lord said, our lives in Rhema becomes the song that's being sung and it pleases him. So this is how we're grafted in. This is our praise. This is our worship. Our obedience to the Rhema word, our living by the Rhema word, our inquiry of the Rhema word, it is the perfect song sung. And this pleases the Lord. And in pleasing him, it causes the flow of his welfare. I think our main problem is we don't recognize it. It goes back to the proverb, there's much tillage. There's much food in the tillage of the poor. But because there's want of judgment, it's destroyed. And I think our main problem is that we don't take enough time still. Some of us don't take enough time still to recognize his wonderful benefits that pour out of his peace. We're not elevated in our minds yet enough to receive and just freely receive an understanding that my goodness, within this covenant, within the fruit of his peace, all these things are here, favor and prosperity and welfare. His system, his administration of taking care of you is now in place. But I think, man, I think we let it go and we don't recognize it. We don't discern yet still enough. But because if we did, my goodness, the welfare of God would be pouring all over our lives. Just by spending time in recognition to the peace that he's given us. So now, this causes our life in the Rhema, our life in discernment. It causes a flow of his welfare into our lives. And I say it again, people of God, we are on welfare. And we need to really accept it. Oh, man. Let's take a moment. I just felt that there was a shift just now that somebody's job and somebody's livelihood just became secondary. Somebody just shifted and made their livelihood secondary because God is saying, listen, I want you to live for my system. I want you to live by way of my administration, by way of my aid. I want you to live by that. I want that out in the forefront so I can truly bless you, that I can truly, truly increase you. And the Lord is wanting that for all of our lives. And I felt somebody just make a shift in their own mind and accepted God's welfare. Well, you're blessed for doing that. Somebody say amen if you can hear me.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah. Here's further confirmation that we've been placed on his welfare plan. And I'm almost done here. It's just a little foundation we're building here, because we're going to talk about this administration and we're going to see it more and more and more. And you're going to understand a little bit more before I'm done here. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 11, and we'll read down to verse 14. It says, "Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel." Well, I looked up the word commonwealth. We've been in the scripture before, but I never used this particular definition. But look at what commonwealth means. It means the administration of civil affairs. That's the Greek terminology, the Greek definition. The administration of civil affairs. It says that at times you were without Christ, being aliens from the administration of civil affairs. You are on the outside of the welfare that God had for Israel, and strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Watch this now. Watch how this comes together. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ," which we know flows through this wonderful rhema, by the blood of Christ. Watch this, verse 14. "For he is our peace. He is our welfare. Made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." He is our welfare. He is the administration of our civil affairs. He is the way we live. For he is our peace. God says, man, he says to you this morning, you are on welfare, child, and you don't even know. And you don't even know the benefits that you really have that are flowing toward you, that I'm pouring out. It isn't your job. It isn't your profession. It is not your livelihood. No, 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 no. I am your peace. I am your welfare. I am your provisions. I remember the word of the Lord that came to our church, to our ministry. The man of God said, "The Lord is your portion."
Amen.
The Lord is our portion. And we need, I'm telling you, man, like, seriously, we need to learn to receive. We really need to learn to really receive that as he's elevating us in peace, he's also positioned us and signed us up for welfare, his welfare.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We are signed up. We have a plan that is second to none. It says when we were without him, we were outside of the administration of civil affairs. But now he has become our administration of all of our civil affairs. Everything we need is done by him. And we need, I just want to say it the way I feel it. We need to become poor so that we might become rich.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We really need to become, poor so that we might become rich. We need to see him as the absolute, absolute, absolute provider. And we need to start looking in his peace, what his peace is doing, what elevated peace is doing, is giving us a picture of who our provider really is. I love the excerpts that Elder Allison shared that about coming out when they came out of the Exodus place. He set them up already. He set them up in that administration already. He said, "Honor me with a first fruit here so that I can be your provider. Worship me," he said, is the words he used. "Worship me here and I will show you who provider really is." Everything that opens the matrix, everything that opens the womb, man or beast, let it be given unto me, sanctified unto me. Give it to me first. God was establishing his administration of their civil affairs right when they came out of Egypt. He's saying, "You're no longer under their administration. I brought you unto mine, and let me keep you out of trouble. Give me what's first. Give me your strength. Give me your strength." Your job is your strength. lay your strength down and watch how I open up my administration of civil affairs over your life. Watch how I put you on my welfare system. Well, this is what the Lord said here. We've been connected to his administration of civil affairs. We are on his welfare system. We need to master our place of receiving freely. Israel at one time, listen to this. Israel at one time, look at how they were on his welfare system. And these are just a few things to name here. Israel at one time received and lived through his welfare system. They ate bread from heaven. Quail came to them for food. They drank water from a rock. They wore the same pair of shoes for 40 years and they never got worn down. They got wells that they didn't dig. They received houses that they never built. Listen here. They lived by God's welfare system. They walked out of Egypt with all the silver and all the gold. They went into battles, my goodness, and the only thing they had to do was show up on the battlefield, reach down and take the spoils and riches. They lived by God's welfare system. They lived by, I'm saying it again, they lived by God's welfare system. These people essentially didn't do nothing to get the things in which they have. They live by the welfare system of our God. And God is saying the invitation for you to live by it is right before you. Stay in the place of my elevated peace and recognize that my welfare is connected to it. They received. I mean, they received. They kept receiving. That's all they did was live when they were with God, walking in his righteousness. They lived like fat cats because God caused them to prosper in everything that they did. Even when he was angry with them, 40 years, killing most of them off, he still said, my welfare system still stretched under you. Mm-hmm. Your shoes won't wear down. You'll wear the same pair of shoes for 40 years and you'll never need a new pair again. God's welfare system is second to none. And it comes with the peace package. We're all on welfare. We just didn't know it. And we just have not been extracting the benefits that are here for us. But his welfare is a part of it. This system is a part of it. This system of God taking care of you. My goodness, it's a part of it. That's why he says in his word, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Or translation is, I take care of you.
Yes.
And the Lord wants you to know that today. He wants you to rely upon that more than your own job. He wants you to, seriously, and I believe in giving first fruits. I truly do. I believe we do lay down our strength. I truly believe we do make an exchange, our strength for his, and all of a sudden we're tapped into his system.
Yes, God.
It's just about being consistent, people of God. It's just about being mindful. Yeah, he says, whoever's mind is stayed on thee, you'll keep them in perfect peace. You'll keep them in perfect welfare. If their mind just stays right there. If they stay right there, you'll keep them in your welfare system. You'll provide all that they need health-wise, financially, housing. Everything will be provided for. And the Spirit of the Lord is really beckoning us to understand this. He's really calling us out to really grab a hold of this. It's deeper than what it sounds like. It's greater than even what you're hearing. And he wants you to imbibe it. And he wants you to know it, and he wants us to know it, and he wants us to experience this. Man, it's possible. It's already here. The Bible says it right here. It says here, it says right here, for he is our peace. He is our welfare. He is the administration of all of our civil affairs. He's the one. He's the one. Some of you can make an exchange right now. Stop relying on the job in which you have. Stop relying on the finances in which you receive. Listen, make an exchange and understand this. You'll see if you can lay down your strength, you'll see you're on welfare. And this welfare, you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose these benefits. You don't want to lose these. But it's just a matter of recognizing the peace of our God. The peace that's coming even on you right now by way of the rhema word has opened you up. You've signed the dotted line unto welfare, being on his welfare system. And oh my goodness, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of his welfare system. I'm not ashamed, for it is the power of God. Hallelujah. For it is the power of God. And I'm not ashamed to say it. You can tell people when you're prospering, they'll say, how are you doing this? Oh, I'm on welfare. You'll strike a chord. They'll look at you like you're crazy. How in the world you mean to tell me you bought that brand new Porsche and you're on wealth? I sure am. The welfare system I'm on is the kingdom of God. It's Christ Jesus, my Lord. I sit with him daily and he signed me up for his welfare, his package to take care of me, to give me the things in which I need, to give me even the things in which I desire. Yeah, I'm on welfare. Because I'm in peace with my God. I'm in peace with my Father. So yeah. Didn't you know you're on welfare? Didn't you really know it? Yep, we all are. We all are. And God is asking us to move our livelihoods to the back and let his system of welfare come to the forefront so we can live like he intended us to live. So yeah. We're on welfare, all right. They ate bread from heaven. Quail flew to them. They drank water from a rock. They wore the same pair of shoes for 40 years and they never got worn down. They got wells they didn't dig. Houses they never built.
Oh, okay.
They walked into a land that flowed with milk and honey that was already irrigated, established, and ready. And they just took possession. They took possession. God gave, literally gave them lands and houses that other folks forged and worked their butts off. They dug the wells. They dug for water. God said, it's not yours. You didn't. You thought you did it for yourself. This is the inheritance of my people. And he gave it to them. They were on welfare. And we're on the same system of welfare. In fact, we have a greater covenant. We have a greater system of welfare through Christ our Lord.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
It's way beyond what they could ever think or imagine. But we need to tap into it. We need to become a part of the system. We need to. There are people out there in this world that have mastered the welfare system of this of the United States. They've mastered. Well, we need to master the system of our God. And let it flow freely in our lives. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need to master this. Well, whether you like it or not, you're on welfare. And trust me, if you ever experience his system, you're going to fall in love with it. But he wants you to know, he wants all of us to know that his administration of welfare is here before us. It's now. We can freely receive from him as we stay joined in this peace, as we stay in recognition of this peace. We have the best health benefits, the absolute best. You don't even have to get up out of bed and he'll meet with you and touch you right there.
Yes, he will.
You can stay in your pajamas and your doctor will come in your room, lay his hands on you, heal you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have the best benefits in every regard. You have the absolute best. When you sow and you give and you give, you're under this massive increase, this massive increase that comes. The percentage is way higher than any bank or anything, man. It's way beyond 100-fold, which means without cap. There is no cap to how much God will increase you here in his system. There's absolutely no cap to it. Food stamps. You kidding me? Food stamps. You'll eat steak and lobster every day if you so choose under God's welfare system. I'm just letting you know it's way beyond, and we need to really, really imbibe it and really receive it. He wants us flowing in all of his peace. And I'm closing. His welfare is a part of his peace. So let him take care of you. Come on, lifting those hands, everybody, under the sound of my voice. Father, I hear you today. Clearly, I hear you, and I humbly submit. I humbly submit to it, to the truth of the fact that I am on welfare. I'm on your welfare plan. I've neglected the benefits. I put other things before the benefits of your commonwealth, and I've been foolish at times. You are my peace. You are our peace. You are our welfare. We lose sight of that. We lose sight of it. So often we lose sight. But we are already taken care of, morning by morning. Brand new mercies we see morning by morning, every day. Your benefits flow freely into us, and we oftentimes take it for granted, or we're not discerning, we're not in position. We step away from the covenant of your peace. You remain the same. You don't waver. You stay in position. And your benefits are always here for us. I think you said in your word, you load us daily with them. Daily we're loaded with your benefits.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Help us not to be so lackadaisical in our thinking. Help us to stay connected to the truth. Help us to stay connected, Lord God, to the place of absolute discernment that we're under your welfare system. Healing is our bread. We give you glory for it, Master.
Thank you.
We give you honor and praise, and we thank you for stretching forth your hands and releasing your benefits unto us. Help us to esteem it. Help us to esteem your welfare higher than our jobs and our professions, our businesses. Help us to esteem it, Lord God, higher. It's imperative that we do. And we give you glory for it, Master. We give you honor and we give you praise, Jesus, for shifting our thinking. For shifting our thinking, Lord God, for shifting our thinking even right now.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise for shifting our thinking, Master.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Your welfare.
Thank you, Lord.
We receive it.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
We receive it, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. We receive your welfare. And we're not ashamed, Master. Oh, Lord, so much more you want to do. So much more you want to give. So much more you want to reveal and show us. I think we needed this message, Lord, because sometimes we only see what's in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's all we see is what we know and what we're used to living by. And when you saved us, you put us on welfare. We've got benefits. Oh, I hear you, Prophetess Manita. We've got benefits in these heavenly bank accounts. These accounts are overflowing. Teach us to withdraw from these wonderful welfare accounts.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
Teach us to withdraw, Lord God, the healing, yes, the prosperity, God, the favor, Lord God, that you have already procured toward us. Teach us to withdraw properly. You said it.
Yes,
said, I load you daily. Help us, Master, please. We give you glory for it, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory for it, Master. Oh, yes, Lord. There is an anointing to receive that's on the line right now. There's an anointing. There's a humility, a spirit of humility that is moving right now. And in that spirit of humility, it's creating an anointing to receive freely from the Lord. And it's really, really powerful. This is a humbling message. Yeah. And people are laying down their strength, their livelihood, the way they esteemed their businesses, our businesses and things that's being laid down right now. And there's an anointing to receive. So just kind of lift your hands, if you will, and just receive. Just receive. Let them know you receive his welfare. You receive his welfare. Hallelujah. This is really powerful because there are people that are receiving his welfare, and you're not, I'm going to say this, you're not in a position of need. And that's what makes this so strong. You don't have a tangible need, but you're allowing the shift to take place. And there's such humility here. And because of it, there's an anointing for you to receive far above and beyond. There's just a divine alignment took place in your spirit, in your soul. And my goodness, there is an anointing. Just receive. Just receive. Yeah, you're not under any duress. Nope, you're not under any stress. Nope, that's not going on. But there's a strong humility and a strong anointing to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you've elevated him. You've elevated him in your mind. You've elevated him. My goodness. You've elevated his administration in your thinking today. He blessed you with it and you allowed it. Therefore, you can receive. He was elevated. Ooh, glory be to God. Yes, Lord. He was elevated. He was repositioned in your thinking. Hallelujah. He was repositioned. And because he's been repositioned, man, you can receive freely from his welfare system. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus. You're showing yourself, you may remember this, is a little old story, not too old, but you're showing yourself friendly unto him right now. When you show yourself friendly unto the Lord, it's the place of absolute humility and receiving of his benefits. That's what it means. And you right now are showing yourself friendly. He is the type of friend that wants to take care of you. He sticks closer than a brother. And you right now, because of you allowing the shift, are showing yourself friendly, and the Lord is going to provide for you on another level. He said physical healing is here right now. There's physical healing flowing right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He said from the inside to the outside, there's physical healing flowing right now. Ooh, boy, because you're receiving his welfare system. His health care is now in operation right this very moment. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's healing. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your reception, your the way you received today. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. I've never felt this before, people receiving that don't need, but they're receiving him. It's so strong. It's so powerful. They're receiving him and there's no immediate need. But you're taking his welfare system, and it's not from a place of greed or strong desire. It's just from mere truth. And there's a release. It's a release. It's a release. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hey, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Some comments came in here. A few came in. It says here, Evangelist Darrell says, Paul said that in Ephesians 4, 28. And L. Allison says, hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, amen. Cap says, amen. Darrell says, this is so good. Hallelujah. Seriously, plain as day. Lose our lives and have his welfare. Peter and the boys, he says, we're fishing all night. And when the day hit, when the daytime hit, we're going to do welfare, some welfare searches out for our more group this week. That's what it sounds like. It says, when the daytime hit, they were ready to call it quits because on their own, they received nothing. Then they got on Jesus' welfare system, threw their nets to the other side, and hallelujah, their boats were sinking for too much fish. Cap reacts to what Peter said, what was said about Peter and the boys. He's clapping his hands. And Elder Donna says, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your welfare plan. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you. I know it was kind of a crazy message when he kept telling me welfare. He kept saying welfare. And I'm like, welfare. I knew it was a part of his peace. But I didn't know it like this until today. Truly. Powerful. We are all on welfare. We're on welfare.
Amen.
Bless God. Amen. Apostle.
Yes, yes, sir.
That Ephesians 4:28 references when you said Paul had said that he was to labor to give to the poor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. You have that scripture up?
Yes.
Can you read it for us?
I sure will. He says, let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands that which is good, that he may have to give to those in need.
That he might have to give. Our working with our hands,
amen,
for those that are in need. I'm telling you, God wants us to be elevated, living from his system. Imagine being able to take the money that you earn and just giving to the poor. Giving to those that are in need because you're so elevated in God's welfare.
Amen. Amen.
That everything you get is just going to them that need.
Amen.
Man, do you know the revenue stream you create by sowing that kind of seed?
Oh, Jesus.
Your welfare benefits increase in the kingdom dramatically.
Bless God.
Yeah, he doesn't do like the government. They keep you in the same amount all the time. All years upon years, but not with God. Well, his welfare system increases with each seed sown. It increases.
Amen. Amen.
And we are truly on welfare, people of God. Thank you for that, Evangelist. I appreciate that. We are truly on it. And it's just it's a humbling, but yet a peaceful place. There's such an anointing of his peace on the line for people to receive. And keep in mind, people of God, there is the best health care. I just got to keep saying that. The best health care is right there. You got it right now. You got it right now. Just lifting your hands and receiving, there's healing flowing. There's finances flowing. Flowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. So good. So good.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's all I've got for you guys today. That's all I got. Yeah, we will start some case studies on finding different parts of this administration, this welfare administration. We're going to do that for this coming Wednesday. We'll do that and see what we got. For those that want to be a part of it, I like what Daryl just brought here, which was really powerful. It's so true. They toiled all night. They couldn't catch nothing. But then the welfare system spoke and told them where it was. Man, there's so many things that you see. It's all revelations that we've gotten all, but now we see it from being a part of his administration of welfare. It makes a difference. It tweaks it. It frames it. Strengthens it. And I am proud to say I am on welfare.
Bless God.
Kurt, you proud to say you're on welfare?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Apostle. Praise God. Yes, yes.
May I say something?
You certainly can.
And when you began your message, you were talking about how the world looks at people, different people who are on welfare. And what I saw in that, it was designed by the enemy to keep us on self-effort.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it was designed to do, to keep us on our self-effort, that we wouldn't ever get into the place, because even today, people think people are crazy that are looking to God just to take care of them.
Yeah.
They think it's you need to get a job. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible does tell us to work, but not for the reason that we have worked.
That's right.
Not for that reason, because we had to rely on him to take care of us. So that was designed so that we would be consistently powerful. In our own strength.
So powerful. That's really good. That's really good. And I feel that so strongly. I really do. I feel that there's a very unfamiliar anointing on the line. Because of the truth that we just heard.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. Amen. Because it's really, I think it's checking all of us to really put him forward as truly our provider, as our welfare system.
Amen.
And to really receive from him, to really look to him, to really look to him. And I'm not talking about in cliché ways where, oh, well, he gives us strength and he gives us breath. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, and he's given us ability, to do what we do to earn money too. Yeah, and I do receive that. That's wonderful. I'm grateful for it. But there's a whole nother dimension.
Yes.
In elevated peace where truly he wants to give you the house
that you can
build.
Amen. Amen.
He truly wants to, because why?
It's hallelujah.
His.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
He wants to hand it to you. He wants to give us the keys to our building and to our facility. Yes. He wants to do these things.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, you do.
Amen, Lord.
Thank you.
It's a part of his system. He did it for those boys back in the day.
Yes, he did.
He told him, he said, I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. Well, he did not dig. He held to it and did it.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We got to be elevated. If we're elevated in peace, this is a part of the package. This is a part of it. We're elevated here. Praise God. There's nothing. Yeah, hard work is good. Nothing wrong with it. But it's not the source.
That's right.
I'm on welfare in the kingdom.
I'm not ashamed.
I think Jesus said it like this. Come on, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
He said it right there. I'll put you on welfare.
Praise God. Come on.
Bless God.
I'll give you rest. You labor and you're heavy laden. come unto me. Take upon you my yoke, my burden. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
He proved it through all of his earthly ministry. He proved that they were on welfare. Come on, when he, the two fish, five loaves, that was welfare.
Uh-huh.
He proved it time and time again. His health care system implemented, raising dead folks. Come on. Welfare. It's a place of elevated peace. That's all it is. And I'm going all the way in.
Amen, Apostle.
Me too. I've been waiting for my God for a long time. And I know my God has been waiting for me to enter in. Receive. Amen, everyone. So case studies this Wednesday, okay? Case studies. We're going to have some fun with this one. We are going to have some fun. Revelation.